You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, indeed. It's time for Startup Nation Radio. Great show ahead. There's nothing better from learning from the people who do it, the dreamers who actually do the doing and have some great success with it. I want to bring in Dan Gliske, the co-host of Startup Nation Radio. Dan, welcome to the show.
It's so great to be here again, Jeff. It's so inspiring to talk to amazing entrepreneurs like we're going to have on the show today.
It's inspiring, and there's no better way to learn than from the people who have done it. You'll learn, you know, we hear about the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, and of course, they, you know, how they overcame whatever those may be, and how they made key moves to reach success. And actually, we call this show Key Moves.
Key moves because there's always an inflection point that an entrepreneur makes in his business that can really change the trajectory of their business.
Right,
for example,
right.
They're moving along at 10% growth every year. They make a key move. All of a sudden, their business trajectory moves to 30% or 40%
right.
per year or exponential growth.
So a key move might be a strategic partnership that gets them to the market or a new marketing angle or a new hire. Could be a new hire, the key employee that makes the difference.
Well, that's exactly one of my key moves when I originally started one of my first companies was we were moving along at a good clip, but I hired an individual who had a reputation in the marketplace that was respected. He had key relationships, and it made all the difference in the world. And then that led to another, to another, to another.
Yeah.
And it's the people that make the business ultimately.
Yeah. It's amazing. People, absolutely. Well, listen, today's show brought to you by Walsh College and our good friends at Comerica Bank as well. Great supporters of Startup Nation Radio and great supporters of entrepreneurship and small business. Check both of those companies out if you're looking to further your education or looking for access to capital. Walsh College, Comerica Bank. Thanks for supporting Startup Nation. And with no further ado, Dan, we've got a great guest. We talk about learning from the guys who've done it. We've got one who did it, and so bring him on.
Brian Scudamore. People may very well know his name. He's quite a famous entrepreneur, but if anybody has ever driven by on the side of a highway or a road and seen a 1-800 Got Junk truck.
Yeah.
Sitting on the side of the road, getting free advertising.
Talk about a key move. Not to preempt
what. I'm sure he'll talk about that. But Brian Scudamore was the founder of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Really successful. He started out in 1989 with another rubbish removal service called the Rubbish Boys. Then fired everyone, ultimately, and launched 1-800-GOT-JUNK when he had a vision of what he wanted to do in the future. He didn't finish high school, talked his way into college.
Yeah.
And decided he was going to learn more running his business than being in college.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he was right.
Well, we want to hear this story with no further ado. Brian, you with us on Startup Nation Radio?
I'm here, guys. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning.
Well, it's great to have you back again. I don't know if you remember, but you actually made a key move a few years back, and you were on Startup Nation Radio. I don't know. This must have been 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, Brian. I don't know if you recall that, but welcome back to Startup Nation Radio.
Absolutely. No, I remember being on the show, and I love what you guys are all about, entrepreneurs teaching people how to start businesses and grow them and make them great. So I'm always honored to be on the show.
All right.
And Brian, I was inspired by you. I actually listened to you talk at an entrepreneur EO conference in Vancouver probably about 7 years ago. And you were amazing then. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show now.
Well, I appreciate that.
So Brian, listen, first tell us about kind of frame out where your company is today. Paint the picture, because then we can go back and figure out, you know, how you made the key moves in order to get to where you are today. But where are you today? Tell us about your company.
We are, dollar-wise, we are $171 million in revenue across Canada, the United States, and Australia. We've got 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which is our bread and butter. Our core business is coming on to 25 years in business on April 4th of this year. So it's been more than half my life running this thing, and I'm still loving it today. And then we've got a couple new businesses that we've started in the home service sector. One is called Wow One Day Painting, and we come in and paint someone's home in a day without any compromise to quality. We just get it done faster and better by putting enough people on the job. And then the third business, our newest baby, so to speak, is called You Move Me. And it's a moving business. So we've taken everything that we have learned in one brand, put it into the three brands, It's all about customer service and making an ordinary business of junk removal, house painting, or local moving exceptional.
Okay, and that's what we want to hear about. You're applying these principles you made reference to across now a line of businesses. Give us a few of the key. You mentioned customer service. How about if we just start there? What does that mean to you, and how do you do it differently and better to beat the competition?
Yeah, it's an awesome question, and I was actually chatting with an entrepreneur friend last night over dinner, and he was saying, tell me more about this business you've got, You Move Me. We've got 30 franchise partners across Canada and the United States, and we'll do $17 million in local moves this year, which is pretty phenomenal. We've really started to accelerate the franchise program there. And the conversation we had last night was, what makes you different? You're in the moving business. And I said, it's customer service. And
yeah.
The response back was, well, everyone says it's customer service. And I said, you're right. What makes us different is that we actually find the right people. We hire the right movers who know how to deliver exceptional service. In fact, we find people generally that don't even have moving experience. We teach them how to move, but we're finding people that have that friendly, cheerful attitude and want to keep customers happy.
Right, because those guys who are doing the moving, that's your touch point to the marketplace for your brand and for your entire business. That's the interface right there.
That's everything.
And
the only thing we've got that we can actually apply and do differently is customer service. So I'll give you a quick little snapshot here of how we do things differently. And it starts with finding the right people. But the customer service experience was born out of me moving my family a couple of years ago. I hired a guy locally, an entrepreneur I knew, who ran what I thought was a great moving business. So I was supposed to get special VIP service. The guys showed up late. They didn't deliver, no smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
Muddy boots on the carpet as they walk in the house. They broke stuff. Yeah. They lost stuff.
We've all had an experience like that, and you did it differently. You learned from that experience. There was an opportunity to do it differently. We're going to learn some of the specific things you did to do it differently and how you create that culture amongst the people representing your company, your workforce, as they go out into the community and provide the service and execute on a better customer service experience for your clientele. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to hear how Brian's doing it right.